Hi, Travis.
Hi.
So we've just finished our conversation for Lavender Language, but I was wanting to kind of switch it up a bit. And
wow.
So, yeah, honey, we're switching it up.
We're
switching it up, gal. I wanted to try this new segment called What Are Your Thoughts? And it's thoughts, as in your THOTS. Yeah, thoughts.
Oh my god, okay,
honey.
It's that kind of chat.
It's that kind of chat. But I'm just gonna bring up some random things.
Okay,
and then we're gonna kiki and
I
see.
I need to undo my blouse. It's the wrong conversation to wear like a Victorian blouse
so
for,
true.
I feel. Jesus, I've never felt more un-40.
No. It's fine. We like the juxtaposition, we like the paradox. I'm all about it. So, your thoughts. What are your thoughts on double denim?
Oh, I did a lot of double denim in 2019.
Me
I'm
too.
A strong fan of it. I think that double denim, I think it's incredible.
I think it's a real power move.
It's a power move. I think I do think that the bottom half needs to be a really dramatic fit for it to look really nice. So I did it with like big flares.
Okay.
Because then I think it's like, okay, I'm making a commitment.
Right.
I think double denim's about commitment.
Who do you think is the best person who's ever done double denim?
Whoa, fuck.
For me, there's only one.
I think... Wait, who are you thinking? I'm thinking Britney's...
Britney.
Yeah, of course.
Britney
That's
with the diamante...
Yeah. That
the diamante
epic.
Choker.
Yeah.
And like a denim bustier corset and a long denim
skirt.
Yeah,
she looks sickening. But I was also thinking about... I was thinking about Britney. I wanted to go there first. I should have just went with my instinct.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was also thinking about like all the like hippie mums. Do you know like the hippie mums that would always just wear it casually with like the like... You'd see them like picking up their kids, like Emma Smith from the like, or like W.H. Smith from the like school, and they'd have those cut off denim with the flares. I always thought it was such a chill look with like unbrushed hair down to there.
I'm into that. Into that more granola, granola vibe.
I'm about to give their kids like homeopathic remedy and call it a day. I really live for that one too.
What are your thoughts on Crocs?
Oh, it's a no from me.
It's a no.
Well, actually, okay, with all of these ones, with fashion ones, I'm like, I'm always waiting for someone to prove me wrong. I like seeing someone else in Crocs.
Did you see the Balenciaga
Crocs?
And listen,
no.
They didn't cut it for me.
But I didn't see them, but I saw them in real life. And I was like, fine. My thing about fashion is like, it's a no for me. I'm not going to go out and do it.
Uh-huh.
But I always really rate. If someone's like, I've seen some people doing it, I'm like, fuck it.
With like, a Balenciaga Croc or just a Croc in general?
No, I saw the Balenciaga Croc. And I was like, fuck it.
And if you haven't seen the Balenciaga Croc, we're talking about literally a Croc which they just stacked.
Yeah.
It's just a platform Croc.
But I kind of, in IRL, I was like, it's a mood. Like, for me, I'm like, I would never do it. I don't like them. But I'm seeing more and more people try it. And I'm like, it tells me something about you.
Yeah.
And I like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm boringly impartial.
Okay. I feel the same way. I'm more of a clog girl myself.
You like clogs? See?
Clogs, but I'm a baker.
Yeah,
so I'm very much like that, like wearing a very cutesy bootsy clog. As if I'm like that mom
on the way to yoga, dropping off her kids at the
school.
And I just like forced their kid into like the second Bikram yoga pose and told them to stay there in the park.
Child's pose.
Yeah, stay in the park. I'm gonna have to get some remedies.
Okay, now maybe something a bit more.
I'm loving this. You like give no prep. There's no lubrication.
There's
just
none.
Like, what are your thoughts? Crocs. Double denim. Fuck.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Normani?
Motivation. She's a fucking icon.
Normani fucking Rockwell.
Her solo career, she literally told them, oh, no. Shit, I'm gonna. Sorry, Danielle. I love Normani. To bits.
Motivation literally breathed life into me.
She was like, I'm going to make leaving look so good.
Yeah, when she bounced that basketball off her ass, I said, all right, well, I stand. Today is the day I stand.
I love her. Incredible, amazing, unique, one of a kind. No, I think she's great. And I never vibed with the way the Fifth Harmony girls were treating each other in the group.
Okay, what the hell? But all of the stuff about Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, I can't get enough of it, to be honest. I just find it so funny because obviously that rumor has been out there for a very long time that Camila was racist and was very racist towards Normani. And then they were like, it never happened. The receipts came through and everybody was like, those are fake, y'all. And then she said, actually, I did do it. I said all those things.
And so when Normani's killing it, I'm like, wow, yet again, through the ashes, black will rise. That's what Normani sang. When Normani threw the first brick at Stonewall, I said, put in motivation. Thank you so much.
And that is on period. Thank you so much, that's Travis. That? That's that. That's that on that.
Wow. What a fun, rapid, anxiety-inducing new
thank
podcast.
You so thank much you for your thoughts. Thanks so much, Travis. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. It's so fun. Thanks.
You've been listening to Lavender Language with your host, me, Adrian Ramirez. Sound engineered by Edmund Shaw and produced by Tawny Cadrez Freda. Follow the dolls on Instagram at adrian.n.ramirez and at Edmund_Shaw. Slide into our DMs with questions or recommendations for future guests at Lavender Language. And subscribe, rate, and leave some lovely little comments for us. See you next time.